Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Tuesday, April 16, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. And today's story time is a recent one about some nosy ass people that's really connected to the stuff that's been going on in my neighborhood since I lived here. But let's get right into this, y'all.
Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap.
I started this podcast back in December. I intended to tell my story times and my experiences from childhood to present day. But I have started jumping around despite my intentions to tell them in a chronological order. So forgive me for jumping around, but this shit that happened yesterday, I can't hold it. I had a whole different story time for today. But I put that one on hold. So let me go ahead and get right to it. I set the scene for y'all. I did my story time yesterday morning. I got showered and I got dressed and I did some other stuff. So I didn't end up getting outside until about 1 something in the afternoon. So then I head outside and I began my annual spring cleanup for my yard. So I get all my stuff together. As in my garden gloves, my weed pulling hand tool, and my bag to put my yard debris and stuff in. I start in my front yard because my beds go all the way around my house from like the very front, the left, all the way around the back of the house and around my entire patio. So basically a lot of work to clean up each year. Not only that, my beds have mulch in them, which most people do. But also they are lined around the edges with decorative rocks and lights. So I'm bending over, I'm stooping down, and at times I'm on my knees, trying to pull out the weeds and any grass that might have grown up through the decorative rocks or whatever to prepare the beds to be edged. But that falls into my husband's duty, so I just get them together and then he takes it from there. However, what you guys are not aware of and don't know is that where I live at is in a very rural area in a development, and our home was built here in 2017. And to say the least, it has been quite an ordeal living here. And it has definitely added to my experiences, which means I got a hell of a lot more story time to tell y'all about the stuff that I have gone through from 2017 to present. I'll say that for now, because I will elaborate on what I mean in more detail in future story times. I'll just say that a Black family moving into a predominantly white neighborhood hasn't been well received, with the African Americans here being maybe 0.5%. Things have been quite tense, words have been exchanged, and much, much more. But let's leave that for now, and I'll go ahead with what happened yesterday. So whenever I go outside, certain things occur. I get provoked. Little petty things are done in an attempt to get me to react. Yesterday was no different. So as I already said, I had started to clean up my beds. There was no one outside really except for me and maybe a golfer or two on the golf course playing golf. I worked my way around from the front of the house to the side of the house. Or the street side, because I live in a cul-de-sac and I'm the corner house where a road runs right by with no other houses across from mine or anything. Because I live on a golf course and the golf course is across from my house, like one of the holes runs along across from where my house is. And I get on the side of the house and I'm pulling weeds and grass out of bed with my little pulling tool until an SUV comes driving down the street from this one street called Grant, which leads up to this rural road where you enter the development. And as the SUV gets closer to where I am, They're literally basically driving on the side of my house at this point. And I hear a woman say, slow down. I then stand up because I already know the little antics and the little things that they do. I hear this woman say, slow down. I then stand up and I turn around and it's a woman and a man in an SUV. It is now moving at a slow creep, like that kind of slow creep where it's about to be a drive-by shooting or something. Like, they're moving slow as hell past me. They're on the side of my house. Again, there's no other house right there. There's nobody else outside but me. And then when they get to the corner of the cul-de-sac, again, my house sits on the corner. They're right there, like where the street sign is. She tells him to stop. And as I said, it has been pretty nice weather here lately. So they had the windows down and she was loud as fuck. They had the windows down and I could hear everything this woman was saying. She was not whispering. She was not talking low. I heard everything this woman said as she's giving this man directions on what to do. So they stop at the corner where my house is and they are just literally just sitting there in the middle of the street. If some other cars would have came, the cars would have had to go around them or stop. So they are just sitting there. So now, given the fact of all the things that have been transpiring, I'm going to watch my back. So I'm now watching them because I don't know their intentions. I've been back over, but I'm keeping a watchful eye over my shoulder. And I start back pulling weeds and grass until I hear the woman loudly saying, oh my God, oh my God. And I look up and she is turned around in the passenger seat staring at me saying, oh my God. And the man, his head is turned too, but I could really see her because she's more on my side. So I'm like, damn, is my ass that fat? I'm like, maybe I don't need that damn BBL after all. Oh yeah, because I really want to get a BBL. And my husband is against it because he keeps saying, what you getting a BBL for? To be out here looking crazy like some of these other chicks? Your butt is big enough. You get it any bigger, I ain't going to be able to get up in there. So they continue sitting there. And she continues on with the oh my God and the staring and the gawking. So I drop my weed pulling tool in the bed and I start twerking. Yes, I started twerking. I'm throwing it back. I'm giving them a show. And then I bend all the way over and I touch my toes and I'm shaking and I'm bouncing and I'm bopping and making it go up and down and around and around. Yeah. And so I say, you like that, huh, bitch? Yeah, I'ma shake this ass for you. I then grab my ankles and I make my ass jump. And then I hit a stripper move on them. I made my ass, you know, jiggle. Where there's nothing else on your body moving but your ass. The only thing moving is that ass gyrating and bop, 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 bop. And I look over there and I say, you like that, bitch? They still didn't budge. They kept on sitting there. So I said, okay. I said to myself, I know the cameras got them because I have cameras all the way around my house on the exterior from front to back, side to side, and inside too. But I said, let me go get my phone, which I had left in my garage charging. Now, I don't think my shorts were able to be seen through. I had on a gray short set from Fashion Nova. It has a crop top with some midi shorts that come to the knee. I also had on some black shapewear under the outfit. So I'm not sure if they could see my lady parts. I highly doubt it. However, I drop the tool and I head into the garage and I get my phone off the charger. And I proceed back to the side of the house where they are just sitting there watching me. I step over the shrub back into the front yard with the record, you know, with my phone recording and the video, you know, rolling. And as soon as they saw me recording them, they pulled off. And as a matter of fact, I will post that clip on Nisha's Open Diary YouTube and IG page. That was crazy to me. I be having some crazy things happening and going on. After they pulled off, I called my husband. I told him because I be trying to let my husband know they don't do this kind of stuff when you be home. If my husband would have been out there in the yard with me, they wouldn't have done nothing like that. So I called my husband on the phone and I'm telling him what was going on. And I told him before I even went out to work in the yard, I said, didn't I tell you they was going to start doing bullshit as soon as I came out here to work in the yard? And he tells me, You shouldn't have even shook your ass or twerked your ass. You should have just kept on doing what you was doing and kept your back turned to them. And I said, yeah, you right. And he telling me that what I was doing was childish and stuff or whatever. Yeah, because it is. And it's very fucking petty. And I don't care. And you know why I don't care? No, I'm not just going to keep my back turned for somebody to run up on me and do something. People these days crazy as fuck. You don't know if somebody going to run up on you and stab you, throw some acid on you, pull a gun out and shoot you. So no, I did have my back turned and I was still doing what I was doing. But trust and believe, I had a watchful eye looking back, watching them. Because you don't know what they was going to do. And I tell him, what you mean? My back was turned, but I was watching them. People are batshit crazy. And I don't know what they were going to do. I'm a person who matches energy. I give people back what they give me. They wanted to see something, so I showed them something. So I gave them a show. It was quiet as hell and peaceful. But I will say, it always is quiet and peaceful in this area. We are away from the hustle and the bustle of the city. We are on the outskirts. We are in a rural area. And yesterday afternoon, it was very quiet. You could hear a pin drop, especially when most people at work, for the ones who do work, and when the kids are at school, it's super duper quiet. That's how I could hear the lady giving the man who was driving instructions. Until they came along, it was peaceful and serene. Nothing but birds chirping. That's all you heard. And it's a train that runs along the golf course that comes through here frequently. That's all you will hear around here is birds chirping or that train coming. I know that what I did in response to their ignorance was petty, but they had no reason for what they did. And there's no home for sale over here. And they were literally sitting there staring at me and gawking at me until I pulled my phone out. I know I could have just ignored them. But sometimes you have to do things when people are being ignorant. So I wanted to make their jaws drop. So I showed them what these ass cheeks could do. They wanted to get a reaction and that was it. Just the opposite of what they expected. They wanted me to approach them, ask them what they wanted or why they were gawking or sitting there or staring at me or whatever. Or for me to even go as far as cussing them out. So they could then flip it on me and call the police. Been there, done that. So I twerked. What was they going to do, call the police? Been there, done that. I can only imagine how the call would have gone. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a black woman shaking her bottom.
Excuse me, ma'am? Did you say a black woman is shaking her bottom?
Yes.
Well, is she doing anything unlawful?
Well, no.
Is she trespassing on anyone else's property?
No.
Well, where is she?
She's in her yard, bent over, shaking her bottom and gyrating it all over the place.
Well, ma'am, she isn't breaking the law. As long as she is on her property, she can dance all day long. Unless she's naked or doing anything unlawful, there's nothing we can do.
Well, her shaking her butt like that kind of is, right?
No, ma'am, it's not. Is she exposing her body parts?
No.
Ma'am, could I ask you, where are you exactly and how do you know she's doing this?
Well, I'm parked right outside on the side of her house.
Well, ma'am, why are you there?
Well, me and my husband were driving down the street and we seen her working in the yard and we were just, you know, watching her.
Ma'am, leave now and leave that woman alone. And don't call us back again.
I have dealt with so many things since I have been living here. I have had people do so many things to get me to react or lose my cool or move altogether. But now I just laugh, take a deep breath, woo-sah, and reserve my energy for more important things that actually matter. But yesterday, I just couldn't resist. And I had a good laugh yesterday. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.